Blog Talk Radio.
In the Know with Mo. This is your host, Maureen Forte. Today is July 4th. To many, it's a happy July 4th to you, and to others, it isn't. What is your 4th of July, and what does it mean to you? Let me give you a little history on the 4th of July. We celebrate American Independence Day on the 4th of July everywhere and every year. We think of July 4th, 1776, as a day that represents the Declaration of Independence and the birth of the United States of America as an independent nation. But July 4th, 1776, wasn't the day that the Continental Congress decided to declare independence. They did that on July 2nd, 1776. It wasn't the day we started the American Revolution either. That all happened back in April of 1775. And it wasn't the day Thomas Jefferson wrote the first draft of the Declaration of Independence. That was in June of 1776. Or the date on which the Declaration was delivered to Great Britain. That didn't happen until November 1776. Or the date it was signed. That was August 2nd, 1776. So I guess you wonder, why are we celebrating July 4th, 1776. So what happened on July 4th, 1776, you want to know? The Continental Congress approved the final wording of the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776. Then that's why everyone remembers in their minds July 4th because of the signing. In contrast, we celebrate Constitution Day on September 17th of each year, which is the anniversary of the date the Constitution was signed. July 4th, 1776 became the date that was included in the Declaration of Independence in the handwritten copy that was signed in August, the copy that's now in the National Archives in Washington, D.C. It is also the date, July 4th, 1776, that was printed on the Dunlap broadsides, the original printed copies of the Declaration that were circulated throughout the new nation. So when people thought of the Declaration of Independence, July 4th, 1776 was the date that they remembered. So I just want you to be aware of what July 4th, 1776 is. But here today, I want to ask so many of you, as a child like many of you that are listening to In the Know with Mo, I grew up celebrating the 4th of July and all the other holidays because that's how I was brought up with the family, with the barbecuing and the fireworks and all the festivities. But then as I got older and educated myself on the understanding of all these holidays, I was brought to the reading and the speech of Frederick Douglass, What to the American Slave is Your 4th of July? And this is a part of his speech that I am about to read to you. What to the American Slave is Your 4th of July? I answer, a day that reveals to him more than all other days of the year, the gross injustice and cruelty to which he is the constant victim. To him, your celebration is a sham, your boasted liberty, an unholy license, your national greatness, swelling vanity, your sounds of rejoicing are empty and heartless, your denunciation of tyrants, brass-fronted impudence, your shouts of liberty and equality, hollow mockery, your prayers and hymns, your sermons and thanksgivings, with all your religious parades and solemnity, and to him mere bombast, fraud, deception, and hypocrisy. Thin veil to cover up crimes which would disgrace a nation of savages. There is not a nation of the earth guilty of practices more shocking and bloody than are the people of these United States at this very hour. Today, as we celebrate the 4th of July, so many young people have been killed and shot down, not just here in the city of Chicago, not just here in the state of Illinois, but across the nation. We are still a nation facing injustice. We are still a nation that's dealing with the gross unemployment. We're still a nation that is dealing with a large poverty situation. So I ask you, what is your 4th of July? So when we go to celebrate all of the fancy hoopla, remember, we are still fighting for Voting Rights Act. We're still fighting for a proper education, an equal and just education for our young black and brown children. We're still fighting to keep hospitals open, fighting to fight foreclosures where we would have some place to live, fighting to keep and maintain mental health clinics open. Mental illness is serious. There are so many people walking around with mental illnesses, but yet and still we are making sure that the hospitals, especially in the black community, are closed, making sure that 54 schools in the black community are closed where our kids will go all the way back to the miseducation of the Negro. Our children are being miseducated and being prepared for the incarceration. Incarceration versus education. It's very important that we, the people of these United States, understand what the 4th of July is. I beg you to take time and do research on the elected officials that are sitting before you. Take time and do research on the judges that so many of our black brothers and sisters are standing before, who are putting the convictions on their records, making it impossible for them to secure a healthy lifestyle. Make sure that you take time to do the research on how many other crimes are committed and they're not committed by the black race. We, too, are America. We, too, sing. Until next time, this has been Maureen Forte of In the Know with Mo asking you, what is your 4th of July? Have a great day. Be safe. Enjoy the sound.
Father, help your children and don't let them fall of the road, and teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. I know the truth.
With Mo, with your host Maureen Forte. Maureen Forte is the Chicago National Action Network president under the leadership of the Reverend Al Sharpton. She can be reached at www.nationalactionnetwork.net or email at chicagonanchapter@yahoo.com.
In my heart, help me.